UAPs. I just had to laugh at this headline I read on a science website. It read, a study reports dim mods for finding alien civilizations. All they have to do is watch the skies for a day or two and they will see things which no human craft is capable of. They are also ignoring all the humans who have already made contact in various ways. I wish they would wake up and smell the roses. One of the great things about the internet is you can still find older articles and information which pertains to older UAP sightings. I came across one from 2008 which talked about the 30 people who saw strange lights in the sky over Stephenville, Texas. You just never know what you might find while browsing. Some things seem to never go away and are still being investigated decades later. One article talked about how the UAP crash in Kingman, Arizona is still being investigated. This crash took place in 1953. Albuquerque had a strange event which is being chalked up to be a UAP sighting. A bright object streaked across the sky and crashed in a symphony of light and sound. It is being said there was a metal craft revealed at the crash site. Investigators came and examined the wreckage, which was devoid of any life. So much for some older sightings. One thing about UAP sightings, they happen all over the world. India is not immune. They just had a sighting over Nagpur. Strange looking lights were reported flying in a circle over the area. This is not the first time this area has seen UAPs. Much like sometimes happens, for unknown reasons, a UAP was seen hovering over a house. I remember three witnesses, who were in a car in the United States, when they saw a diamond-shaped UAP being escorted by military helicopters. When they got out of the vehicle to watch, it led to radiation burns. I am mentioning this because there have been reports of the United States creating re-engineered diamond-shaped UAPs and substituting the alien power source with nuclear power. They must have used nuclear power because they didn't understand the alien one. I can't help but think about this when diamond-shaped UAPs are seen in the sky. The question is, are the two kinds of diamond-shaped UAPs in the sky the alien originals and the man-made inferior copies? Another diamond-shaped UAP was seen years earlier in Britain, also with planes near it, and became known as the Calvin UFO. One of the problems for UAP whistleblowers is the whistleblower protections do not seem to be working. There have been a lot of complaints about repercussions from whistleblowers. Enter Dr. Stephen Greer. He has said he has worked out plans with government officials to actually protect whistleblowers. Dr. Greer is a leader in the UAP field and head of the Discovery Project, which has whistleblowers telling the events they have seen concerning UAPs and aliens. When we look for alien life on Mars, one of the factors is there didn't seem to be any water there. Many scientists believe water is necessary for life. I don't necessarily agree that all aliens might need bodies of water to survive, but that has nothing to do with what I am going to say. Years ago, a movie came out called Robinson Crusoe on Mars. In the movie, huge bodies of water were pictured under the ground. This scenario has just come true. Scientists announced oceans of water found on Mars far below the surface. Does this mean there could be intelligent life alive on Mars? It is said if that water was on the surface, it would cover the planet to a depth of between 3,280 feet to 6,560 feet. One would have to drill down between 7.1 miles to 12.4 miles. The deepest we have ever drilled on Earth is 5.655 miles down, and that was when the Russians drilled the Kola super deep borehole. Sometimes even tourists get lucky and see a UAP. This is what happened in Spain when a group of tourists were near the water. The sightings took place in the sky above Ibiza. The UAP was seen in the sky near the moon. The sighting lasted a couple of seconds. Another UAP was seen in the sky above British Columbia, Canada. People were photographing the northern lights when a UAP came into view. Some people who have reviewed their photos have found the image of a UAP in their photos, which some of them didn't see at the time. The UAP consisted of lights which at first were thought to be Starlink satellites, but this was dismissed because of the way they moved. When one adds up the number of sightings reported in a particular state, I believe this only accounts for a small portion of sightings, because I believe most are not reported. Instead, they are talked about to friends and family members. Take New Jersey for example. So far as of the writing of this article, 24 sightings are said to have been reported. Using the word reported is not enough. Who was it reported to? Was it to the Mutual UFO Network, the government, or to some place else? Does anyone ever check all the places it could be reported to and add the reports together to get a total? I think UAP sightings are far more common than we think. When the whistleblower, David Grush, testified before Congress, he did not only talk about sightings. He covered the entire gamut of government activities, including government retrieval programs. He said it had been going on for decades. I think by now this is no longer a shock to many of us who keep up with this stuff. If we believe Grush, the next logical thing to believe is we must have succeeded to some extent no matter how small, and probably have craft which imitates the alien craft to some extent. We also then have to think we may be much further ahead in technology than we know. This has been claimed by some very knowledgeable people like the two former heads of the Lockheed Skunk Works, where many of our secret aircraft are made. One said we were now capable of taking extraterrestrials home. That was quite a statement and made on his deathbed. Why would he say that if it were not true? I think it was said to get the secret off of his chest because he wanted us to know and knew he could get away with saying it since he was already dying.